This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Willard and Dibs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7, the game.
Luke, that's a great
signing.
Yeah.
Luke Gifford.
Yeah, it's big.
His name's Luke, right?
Who are you?
Did I get it? Totally. His name Luke.
Yeah, both their free agent signings are Lukes.
Oh,
couple of Lukes. Yeah.
Well.
A blocking tight end and a special teams ace. They're so back.
Does Nick day, have baby. Another brother named Luke Bosa? Could get that guy.
Yeah.
Christian does.
I will say this. It's not exciting and nobody cares, but if we're gonna spend a whole season screaming about how awful their special teams were, then maybe we shouldn't scoff at them signing special teams aces. Because that's who this guy is.
That's fair.
This guy is a well-traveled special teams ace. And the 49ers special teams was embarrassing last year.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, yeah, not sexy, not fun, don't know who he is, probably won't mention his name much ever again, but okay. Like, yes, go fix your special teams. That sounds fine.
And you're replacing a guy who had one of the greatest special teams plays in franchise history in Talanoa Hufanga? With a blocked punt that turned into points in a game where points were hard to come by, so... That's one of those things where, yeah, get your special teams better. I like it. That feels more like a day 4, day 5 free agency move.
Well, but you know,
if that's where we are, then let's go crazy. Let's just backfill this thing.
Well, I guess the guy who was with the Titans and their special teams coordinator is now an assistant with the Niners. And so he probably said, go get that guy. And he's also, by trade, he's a linebacker. And he picked off Joe Burrow last year.
Whoa.
Hey.
Okay.
Huh?
Hey.
How you like him now? All right. Let's go to the phones. Do you give the 49er brass the benefit of the doubt or not, ... right now? Listen, if they sit free agency out entirely, as I already said, Dibs, I'll join you on that side of the fence, but I'm going to give them the benefit
Thursday.
Of the doubt.
Come Friday.
For now, this is a very short benefit of the doubt, but you get it. You get it now. If you've still not signed anybody not named Luke, when I go to bed on Thursday night, then yeah, I'll probably change my tune. That's the question. So who do you agree with? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Drew in San Jose. Hi, Drew. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously yesterday was a shocking day for all of us, right? Yeah, I mean, still getting over the players that left, the money that they signed. And I think like all of this in combination of, you know, where the Niners were from a salary cap perspective and how many wins they had last year, what they have done so far, it makes perfect sense, right? And I think like, I don't think we should get all gung-ho about free agency, so to speak. Like, I'm not even waiting for Friday to be like to be sort of perturbed about this or whatever deadline you guys are giving. I'm waiting for the draft, right? Because that's what's going to make or break this offseason, frankly, and that's what the Niners are setting themselves up for. But I also realize that, I mean, my expectations for the Niners next year, given what has happened, they're not very high. And I sort of look at this as a reset year because of that. I mean, they're going to have to completely nail the draft end to end to be at the same winning level that they have been at for the last several years. And I just don't think that's practical. I think it's going to take more than a year or two to get back to where they're at. And I'm completely fine with that as a fan. I understand how the NFL works. And so, I'm not that anxious. I get the business of it.
Drew, thank you. I think it's a really, really good call. And when I say, by the way, I'll join you on that side if they haven't done something by Thursday, I'm not expecting them to do something huge. I don't expect them to go, like, that would be crazy after all of this to go out and start throwing a ton of cash around at big names. I don't even know how many big names are left. I just think they do need to get involved on some level. I don't think you can replace all of these people with rookies, but Drew's not wrong. They've got to nail the draft, and there will be maybe this year some sort of a pay the piper type of a situation because of what you've done the last 2-3 years with all the big names and all the acquisitions. I don't think, though, that means that they can't compete next year, especially in the division they're in with the schedule that they have.
Yeah, I mean, compete is one thing, but, you know, we've had a standard around here that's been more than just compete, and you've got a lot of veterans, and you've got a lot of high-priced players, and you're going to pay your quarterback $1 million a year, presumably, and whatever that number is, he's going to get it. And you look around the room, and you're going to rely on a lot of younger players. And yeah, last year you nailed the draft. Pearsall, Green, Pooney, Mustafa, Garendo. I'll even give you Cowing because he was a special teams player.
Yeah, whatever.
He played special teams, and he, I think, is a guy who can step up into a role. But you're asking now for Pearsall to be wide receiver 1 or 2 until Ayuk comes back, and you're asking Renardo Green to be your lockdown corner, Mustafa to come in and be a guy who plays more consistently and is a legitimate number one safety. And Dominic Pooney, he had a nice year at guard, and you're asking him to even be a little bit better. So you're expecting last year's draft class to all get better, and then this year do kind of the same thing and find 6 more guys who can come in and be dudes. That's actually a big ask.
The second part is, I don't think the first thing, when you talk about those 4 players you just named out of the draft and you said they need to really be good starters this year, I have zero fear about that. None. Like, and Renardo Green does not really need to be the, quote, lockdown corner. In other words, the one.
Sure, you got Diamond Lenore.
Yeah. Lenore, but Renardo
Green. Well, nowadays you need 3 corners on the field, so he needs to be one of the 3.
Green's going to need to be a starter, and he's needing to play well. Not scared of that. I think Mustafa's fantastic. I think Pooney showed exactly who he is. Pearsall, that was a wobbly deal. I'm bullish. I like what I see. It's been a very small sample. I don't know if he's WR1 or what. Like, I don't know. But I think he's a dude. I think that's a starting wide receiver in the NFL.
Player.
Yeah, like
he's a fine player.
And you've got Juwan, and I do think that there will be an addressing of the wide receiver position going forward on some level. Whether that's
I wonder what level that is, though,
draft and free agency. There's a lot of wide receivers, like professional wide receivers, sitting out there. Kind of an elder statesman feel who can still do some things. You know, what if they pulled in a Keenan Allen or someone like that?
Or you want Cooper Kupp?
Cooper's, that's intriguing, but that's probably causing a problem you don't need, and someone will probably pay him more than you. You know what I mean? Like, you bring in Cooper.
Man.
And then.
That, to me, is the perfect guy to bring in.
Well, I don't know what he's going to cost. And then Brandon, right. Like, if Ayuk's still on the team and he comes back and gets healthy, you've got first-round draft capital used on Ricky Pearsall. You want to use him. Juwan Jennings is sitting over here, proved a bunch of stuff last year. Like, I don't want to pay a lot to overcrowd the room, and you know, then you're not even relying on any individual that much. I don't hate the player. Yeah. Good player. Really good player.
I like the player. Yeah. And I do think I look at Ayuk, and he's coming off of two knee ligament tears. And I do think that the Niners look at that contract and think, oh, my God, how do we get out of this? We done messed this thing up.
I agree with you there.
If they could trade him now, they would, but I don't think they can.
You're probably right. And I'm wondering why you like Cooper Kupp so much, because to me, he's exactly Joey Bosa on offense.
Oh, no, he plays more than Joey.
Maybe. The guy got hurt every year. Let's be real.
Right,
three years in a row, hurt every year.
I'm not saying you bring him in for a four-year deal, but you're looking in a spot where you need a guy, because Juwan Jennings, he's a good receiver. He's a tough receiver. Ricky Pearsall is trending in the right direction, but you have no wide receiver one right now, and Cooper Kupp would be that for a year. And if you give him 1 year and $20 million, then, or $15 million, or whatever the number would be, you bring him in, you give him a one-year prove-it deal, and now you've got a real dude out there. Because right now, your wide receiver core, if I'm a defense, I'm laughing.
No, it needs more bodies. I think we get a little too fantasy football-ish with the whole, like, you need a wide receiver one. The Chiefs don't have one. Haven't had one. They go to the Super Bowl every year. You know,
well, their tight end was their wide receiver one. And this year he faded, and now he might retire.
Yeah, and they still went to the Super Bowl. Got within a game of winning the whole thing. So, like, I'm not saying I hate the idea.
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles have two really good receivers, but I don't think you need to have somebody that, like, fits that dog bill in order to succeed in the NFL. In fact, I think you could argue the Niners, the last handful of years when they've been really good, they've had good receivers. They haven't had anybody where you're like, ooh, WR1 done walked into the building.
No, they had four different people.
Yeah.
And right now, if you want to look at all your targets, you've got George Kittle, who's wide receiver one, and George Kittle has been amazing, and he will continue to be that. You got Christian McCaffrey, who's a great receiver, but I don't know what McCaffrey's going to be with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. We just don't know how much he's going to bounce back. And then you get to an injured Ayuk and Pearsall and Cowing. So for me, you go from Debo and George and Christian and Juice and Juwan, and now you've got Juwan, who's better, Christian, ? George, yes, but he's getting old, and we don't even know if Ricky Pearsall can be a six-catch-a-game guy.
I think more's coming. I think, don't you think? I think more's coming. Or, like, we just started. They'll get some receivers.
In the draft. I bet
there's a veteran free agent also. I bet that.
I would bet that it would be somebody of the Anquan Boldin ilk, somebody who got brought in at 36 or 37.
Maybe that's a
somebody
Keenan
at
Allen
the
type.
End of the, yeah, exactly.
I don't know about 36, but like somebody who's had their 30th birthday, maybe.
Or even, I would say well beyond that. And that's where I have my biggest issue. We can go to the phones, is the vibes they're giving off that I'm getting as a fan is, we're not in on day one. We're not in on day two. We're going to wait until we get to the real bargains. Like, you go to a garage sale at like 4 o'clock, and you have a garage sale that's like garage sale 8 to 5, and you pull up at 4 o'clock, and that lovely vase that was there for $28 is now $1.25. It's like, yeah, I'll take that.
How about Amari Cooper?
Oh boy,
what's wrong with that?
I'm not a huge fan.
Why?
I think that he drops the ball too much, and
he does.
Just my perception.
Oh, okay.
Not a big Amari Cooper guy.
All right, but I mean,
can't block
someone like that.
Sure. That's what we're looking at.
I don't think the Niners are going to get Stephon Diggs, but I'm bringing up names who are 31-year-old, veteran receivers, downside. You're going to get them on a 1 or 2 year deal for blah, blah, blah $1 million and move on.
How many teams have looked at Amari Cooper and said, yeah, we're good? Is it now 4 in a row? Four straight teams?
I don't know that they've all said it like that. I mean, the Raiders dealt him at a time where they were raiding, right? This is the constant.
They're always raiding.
Right, Khalil Mack, like, oh, you want money? Let's send you somewhere else. Then he was absolutely incredible in Dallas. Incredible. Then they reboot their thing. He goes to Cleveland. I'd argue a hell of a lot more good than bad. And the only odd stop for Amari was last year, where he went to Buffalo.
Did he play?
Yes. And by the way, that was at the deadline. So we're literally looking at like 10 football games. He had a couple really good ones, then disappeared a lot, then missed a couple, and then came back and just wasn't really in the rotation. And you thought with Josh Allen, you're like, ooh, this is going to be some music. And it wasn't. But, yeah, there's 10 games. You know what I mean? Like, I still think, and for what the Niners need, I think that's a name that's interesting to me.
I mean, if we're talking about $2 million, then, yeah, bring him in.
I don't know about $2 million.
Well.
I know that's less than your backup quarterback makes.
Yeah,
backup quarterbacks make about $4 million
That's more
now
than your starting quarterback made. So
fair point.
There you have it.
All right. Let's go to Wayne in Walnut Creek. What's up, Wayne? What are you doing?
Hey, it's great to be on. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on the 49ers free agency. And I just wanted to say that I'm glad that the 49ers are exercising restraint in terms of overpaying for free agents that obviously have questionable injury history. We got to ask ourselves as Niner fans, when's the last time has the 49ers spent a lot of money on a free agent who has injury history and it just so happened to pay, you know, pay off for us? The only one that comes close, I think, was Richard Sherman. And we still had to overpay to bring him in. So outside of him, like who else has, you know, really paid off?
Well, I mean, like it depends on what you mean by paid off. Sometimes like I'll give you a name like Dee Ford, and people will remember that as like a bad thing because the money got out of hand and he got really, really injured late. But then again, right, he also paid some huge dividends early on and in a playoff run that led to within a quarter of a ring. So, you know, I don't know, like it's hard sometimes to assess paid off and, you know, free agency, like Christian McCaffrey wasn't a free agent, but he was outside the building. They did what they had to do to bring him in. They paid him. No, they haven't won a ring, but I would do that deal again if you had to do it all over again.
For sure.
Yeah.
For McCaffrey, like a second, third, fourth, and fifth, and he came in and got you close. And even though now you're looking at maybe the beginning of the end, I don't know how he's going to bounce back from the injury he had, but last year was not good. He had, and I was looking at it earlier, he had a grand total of 69 touches for the season. 69. Mm. 50 carries, 19 catches, and that's it. 4 games, and he's out. And you gave him all that new money, and so now you're going to bring him back, and he's going to be 29, and he's had how many injuries? 29?
Yeah, but I remember a year or two when he was a Panther where people are like, Christian McCaffrey burned me in the fantasy draft, and I'm done with him. And then what happened?
Well, that's when he was 24.
Yeah, I get it.
Now he's a running back who's coming up on being 30.
I know, but he's not yet, and I don't think you're like done and dead at 29. Put it this way. A lot of people go, man, we're going to go out in the market and get someone with an injury history. They've all got injury history.
Sure, sure.
All of them. Nobody in the NFL hasn't been hurt. So, like, yeah, that's the game you play, and you're going to get burned some.
Right, and that's why when you move off of Debo, it's easy to do so. Now you have Brandon Ayuk with an injury history, and he's coming off of 2 major knee ligament injuries, and you know, you hope that the surgery goes well and he can start to make his way back. But it's unfortunate because I do think that you would have looked at it after a 6-11 year. If he didn't get hurt and you still went 6-11, he would have been traded by now without a doubt.
Ayuk?
I believe so, yeah.
You're probably right. Although, if he hadn't gotten hurt, what kind of a season would he have had?
Probably 6-11 still.
No, him individually. Like, I think the other part of Ayuk is not just that he got hurt. It's that I don't think he looked all that good before he got hurt.
He had one really good game.
Awesome.
It looked like he was back.
Yeah, he also had 3 that made people scream at him in the home building.
Yep.
This is a complete quick aside.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Brandon Ayuk has completely ruined his relationship with the 49er fans. And that's too bad. But I was thinking about this today, especially with all the news that's come out just in the last 2 weeks about how much the 49ers themselves really regret this deal. Really regret this deal. Some, in fact, are even pinning the business model they have this year specifically on what happened with Ayuk last year. So when you add all these things up, and again, I'm not putting what happened last summer all on Ayuk. The Niners share in the blame for the way that whole thing played out. But at the same time, Brandon Ayuk, with the way he handled his contract negotiation, then came to the podium and admitted that he was a pain in the rear, then came out, dropped balls on opening night, then dropped a few more balls, then kind of had one good half, then blew his leg up, and now the Niners are rebooting everything, especially that position room. Boy, like, even when he gets healthy for week four or whatever and comes out, I just don't think that relationship is ever going to be the same.
Well, it will be if he comes out and plays amazing right away in a win. But I said it last year where he needs to, the way he did the whole offseason, and the team is responsible as well, but the way he came off the offseason, you know, with the holdout and all the rest of it, he had better come out and ball out because the fans were going to have no tolerance, and they didn't have tolerance. And you look at what he did in the seven games that he played, and he had the 8-catch game against Arizona. They lost. And then he had back-to-back 2-catch games, including the one against Kansas City where he got hurt. And it was like, fans were just so frustrated at that point because the team was struggling and he was a non-factor.
Jacoby Brissett to the Cardinals. He'll be Kyler Murray's backup. Just wanted to throw that in there as things keep flying during free agency. Carlos in Hayward. Hey, Carlos, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah.
I want to give Shanny and Lynch the benefit of the doubt, and I wasn't too worried about losing all those players. I knew half of them would be gone. But when we lost Greenlaw, I felt like that was a bargain. I didn't think we would overpay. That was a good deal that we could have had for Greenlaw. And I kind of envisioned that duo of Warner and Greenlaw being like the next Willis Bowman and playing together for years like that. And that one hurt. Now I'm starting to worry. I don't know if Joey Bosa is going to be the answer to the D-line, and we haven't addressed the O-line. We don't have an old lockdown corner. I'm really worried now, guys.
I think Lenore probably should have earned a little bit more of your trust after last season, Carlos. But your larger point, I think, is totally fair. Carlos, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. I'm with Carlos. The Dre Greenlaw thing hurts. It hurts on multiple levels. It also makes me scratch my head, though. I wonder what they know that we don't know. Like, when you look at the amount of money that got spent yesterday, and then Dre Greenlaw gets 3-35 with the Broncos, okay? So an average of just under 12 a year.
Yep.
And everyone goes, damn, that's a bargain. And I'm like, yeah, that's a bargain. So why the hell is that all he got? And what do we know? We know that Dre finally came back late in the season. He looked awesome for a half, and then he had to limp off the field again. And then he played again like 2 weeks later, and he had to limp off the field again. And so I look at it and go, you know, I think the Broncos are buying low, but gave a good couple-year guarantee there for a player who we know is talented. But clearly the doctors know something too, because when you look at the amount of money that got thrown around yesterday, a man of Dre Greenlaw's talents, if people were very confident in his health, he'd have gotten twice what he got.
But they weren't confident in his health, right, which is why he signed a deal that was a little bit more secure long-term. It's a 3-year deal. And if the Niners were offering 1-15 and Denver was offering 3-35, even though it's not fully guaranteed, if you're Dre, you're taking the 3-35 because you're going to go 1 year and make the 12 and figure, well, I'm going to earn the next 12 and go out there and, you know, have a chance to earn that final piece of that contract. That for me is the way that that's all going to go. And I'm just looking at what the Niners are doing or not doing, and it feels like they're really tightening the belt, and Tim Kawakami will have a better idea of exactly what's going on. I'm just scratching my head as to why. 6-11 for me is not a good enough reason for them to all of a sudden now not want to be players in free agency.
Well, and again, I don't know if it's I don't want to be a player in free agency or if it's I don't want to be a player at that level of free agency. Because, yeah, I watched a lot of those deals yesterday, and I'm like, dude, those are big. They're too big. There's a lot of guys that got signed yesterday. You're like, what?
Well, they used to do this.
Yeah, and here they are. And like, when you do that, you have to reboot.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.